Sahela, your book Scattered Pearls says that it's three generations of Iranian women and their search for freedom. And also it was co-written with David Brewster too. Tell us how actually this story came about and why you actually worked with David on it.
David and I know each other since 1999. I participated in a business competition for a small business network, and he was there too, so we became friends. Later on, he helped me with my computers as business, you know, fixing computers. But then later, David went and studied languages and, you know, writings, etc. And by chance, when in 7 years ago, I was looking for someone to help me because I was written over 3,000 pages since 1981. So this book is 35 years old, really, in writing. So I was lost. 3,000 pages, you don't know where to go, what to do. So then I thought, someone told me, you need a ghostwriter. Ghostwriter is good. It would hold your hand. I said, yes, I need a ghostwriter to help me through these 3,000 pages. And by chance, I received a newsletter from David's new business in writing, Clarity in Writing. And on fine print, he was written ghostwriting. And I knowing David since 1999, and this is 2009, I called him and I said, David, we got to see each other. So we met, and we had a beer together. And then I said, David, you got to help me. We do this project together, and then he helped me. I truly am privileged that he helped me. Without David Brewster, I don't think this project would have taken off.
Now, as you say, it's been 35 years in the making, and it does say it's three generations. So do you start with your grandmother and go through to your mother, and then it's also your story?
Absolutely, yes. This covers three generations of Persian women, my grandmother, my mother, and myself. It's a true story. Names are true, correct, except some names that they are still alive, we changed that, but majority of names are correct. And then, of course, this book, the reason I think Australians love this book is because 35 years of this book happens in Australia. So it has a local theme. Australians know that, oh, what does Melbourne look like 35 years ago? So, yeah, but the story covers 100 years. The most beautiful part, 35 years in Australia, which is, yeah, from 1981 onwards to 2016.
Now, of course, in that way also, it's a migrant story too, isn't it? Of someone coming from, as you say, from Iran and, well, I guess learning English, assimilating into Australian culture, all those things would have been big challenges, wouldn't they?
Absolutely, yes. We come to Australia, we bring our culture. It's got good parts, it's got bad parts too. So I think it's our job to have a choice to get rid of, if there is any bad parts, put it behind and bring the good parts of our culture and mix it with good parts of Australian culture. I think that's how I see it. And at the end, I think multiculturalism, in a way, is about this, to combine our positive aspects of our cultures and make a brand new culture, which is Australia, can be a model for the world to see. It is possible. So, yes, I left behind whatever I think was not, I didn't like, but whatever part I didn't like, I put behind.